Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered tonight's contest with a 6-5 record after defeating Edgewood on Saturday, 68-64. The Dutchmen were led by sophomore Brock Benson, who scored 11 points and had 9 rebounds, both of which led the team in both categories. Hope's opponent tonight is Trine University. The Thunder are led by head coach Brooks Miller, who is in his third season at the university. Trine enters tonight's MIAA opener with a 7-4 record. The Thunder are led in scoring by freshman Will Dixon, who is averaging 15.5 points a game, junior Tyler Good, who is averaging 14.5 points a game, and sophomore Jerem Holmquist, who is averaging 7 rebounds a game. The pregame show is brought to you by Barbara Ford, and we remind you that we are streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. The Hope College Flying Dutchmen are about to take on Trine University in the MIAA conference opener. And here's Ron Weatherby for the pregame interview.
Well, Coach Davilar is coming over to join us, and welcome to the DeVos, Coach, and friendly combines of DeVos out there. The Flying Dutchmen, 51-5 since they built this place against league opponents. Keep that streak going tonight.
Well, we'll work hard to do so. We'll have to work hard to do so against a good Thunder team here tonight. You know, we've had success, as you expect to have on your home floor. We're blessed to have this building, fine facility, and all these great fans who show up on Wednesday nights now and Saturdays in MIAA play. So it's a big ball game tonight for both teams, all teams in the league. Obviously, you have a league opener tonight. And, you know, this is going to be a worthy challenge for us tonight with Trine.
Well, Brooks Miller, who's only been at the head for this is his third season, has brought this ball club up, and they're within the top four teams in the league right now.
You know, they've been consistently in that spot for a few years now with Rob Harmon and now with Brooks at the helm. They always have good offensive players, you know, like us and other teams. They graduate players like Ian Jackson and Scott Rogers, who's now their JV coach. But they still have good players that can come in here and fill it up. You know, Tyler Good is one who's been around for a little bit while, a fine wing player for them. Nick Tattoo's a great shooter. Holmquist and Watkins on the post position. Jake Bagley, who played here for a year in our JV program, has now come off the bench for them. So we're well familiar with their personnel as they are with ours, but it's a little different tonight now to see Jackson and Rogers and Snuggerud and Overway and some of those familiar names, but it's the start of a new season.
Well, it's kind of nice not seeing Jackson out there. He seemed like he's been around there a long, long time, and he was always a tough man to keep under control.
Tough matchup. Fortunately for his 4 years there, with a kid named Billy Seiler, who I think gave him as much problems as anybody in the league defending him. But, you know, that's in the past. Tonight, you know, I see them as being a really good shooting team. You know, we got to get out and defend the arc. The strength of their team is probably out on the perimeter offensively. They're very balanced. And, you know, we have an advantage in size, and depth in the post. We've got to use that to our advantage here tonight.
And they picked up a freshman out there, Will Dixon, who has been their leading scorer for a lot of the season.
Yeah, it's interesting. Will Dixon and Ben Gardner actually played some basketball together down in Indiana. He was at Zionsville and Ben, of course, at Carmel High School, and played against each other, played some ball in the summertime with each other. So they're well familiar with each other. They're a year apart, so that'll be an interesting battle at the point guard position.
They're going to go against each other then one-on-one, so it sounds good.
Well, we'll see. I mean, yeah, certainly part of it is a one-on-one game, but, you know, Ben and Alex have done a good job for us at the guard spots. What we need to do is we need to keep working on getting better shots for our guys. We've not shot the ball well. We keep preaching to our guys, we'll shoot it better when we get better shots. In some games, we're a little too quick to pull the trigger. We settle for things. We can't do that. If we've got an inside game like we think, we got to work inside to outside. Ball comes back out. You got to hit the open shot. And that'll be true tonight and through the MIAA season.
Well, with us having some problems with the zone defense, do you look for some zone tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, it's no secret we struggle to shoot the ball, and teams are going to some more zone defense. We are, too, trying to incorporate a little bit more of that because the way the game is being called. And, you know, one of our bugaboos this year, we've talked about it, is our inability to defend at times without fouling. Getting our big guys, especially into foul trouble early in games, has hurt us, and we got to continue to work on that. They have a couple of, you know, not as big but quick post players in Jared Holmquist and Todd Watkins who will challenge us. And, you know, smaller lineups can give us problems from time to time. So we'll see what happens. We just anticipate a really good battle tonight. They played well here recently coming into the league season. They had a great win against Ohio Northern. Also went down to Mount Vernon Nazarene, won a couple games in Ohio. We did the same down in Kentucky. So both teams have momentum coming in here to this one-day delayed MIAA season.
Well, I looked at the schedules, and it seems like they have not really played the competition that we have played. We've played four teams that are in the top 25. They have played zero teams in the top 25.
Well, Ron, as you guys know, nobody's played the competition we played this year. We have the number one ranked strength of schedule in the nation for Division III. So, obviously, that's not going to match up for other teams. We just hope that that strength of schedule starts to pay off here tonight in the MIAA season, as we have played a good, you know, a good non-league schedule, a challenging one. And, you know, if there's one thing that I'm maybe a little concerned about coming into this is that at times we play to the level of the competition. We played Illinois Wesleyan here a couple weeks ago, a really, really good team, played them really well, you know, right down to the end. A couple other teams recently have challenged us that really, frankly, shouldn't challenge us. But trying will challenge us tonight. They're not in that category at all. They have the second-best record in our league coming in non-league season, and they have a fine offensive group of players that are going to challenge us inside and outside, so we better be ready for that tonight.
Well, one thing in looking over my stats from the last three ball games out here of last year, we controlled the boards on them in all three of those ball games.
That's true, and that's to our advantage. We must do that tonight. It's no secret we like to get out and rebound or run the floor. We can't do that unless we have the ball. So unless we get defensive stops and rebounds, we can't run. And, you know, we got to be able to defend without fouling so we aren't taking the ball through the net out of bounds after a free throw or a basket. And we've got to get the ball off the glass and push it down the floor. It's to our advantage. I think we're a deeper team. And that, you know, if we can get the game going a little bit up and down the floor, that's, again, a plus for Hope College.
Well, I noticed in the JV ball game that happened earlier that four of the boys that are on that JV team also play in the varsity as part of their regular group.
Yeah, everybody does that differently. You know, we have four freshmen up right now. We've got a couple kids. The sophomores have gone back and forth a little bit. Well, we've, you know, everybody does it differently. Brooks does it that way. A lot of teams do it that way. I wouldn't read too much into it. You know, Will Dixon's a fine freshman guard that they've added to the mix. They had a lot of play. You know, our league really is young this year, but they have about as much experience as maybe outside of Kalamazoo, Calvin coming back from last year that played. So, you know, they've got a nice mix of players, and we just got to be up for the challenge here tonight.
And nobody's looking forward to Saturday.
On that note, we'll end this interview, and we'll talk maybe about that after this game. Thanks, Ron.
I knew that would happen.
And that was Coach Tom Davilar here in the pregame interview. Let's send it back to the studio for this next two-minute break. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. The Hope College Flying Dutchmen are about 8 minutes away from action as they will be taking on the Trine Thunder in the MIAA opener for both teams. Everybody in the MIAA had their game canceled or postponed on Wednesday and put forth towards tonight. So everybody in the MIAA will be playing this evening. The list of games go like this. We have the game here at the DeVos Fieldhouse between Trine and Hope. Olivet travels to Adrian. Calvin travels to Alma. And Albion travels to Kalamazoo. Those are all games that will be happening this evening. We'll pass along scores at halftime and in the postgame show.
I'm waiting a little bit on that Albion at Kalamazoo game. That should give us a little indication out there as to just how good Albion is as they come in at 6-5 in the non-conference season, along with Kalamazoo at 6-5, and those two teams could be in a battle up there.
And that's true, and the only team in the MIAA right now that's ranked in the top 25 is Calvin, and they have an 8-3 Is there two teams, or are they now? Calvin has fallen out.
Yep.
And that must have been just as of last week, because Calvin was ranked, I believe, 16th going into the Saturday's actions. So Ron has the updated. They received votes, but they have fallen out of the top 25. So I can't remember the last time an MIAA season has started without at least one team being involved in the top 25. So that is something else. Saturday, if you didn't catch Ron's little jab at the end of the pregame interview, Hope will be traveling to Calvin on Saturday. So the rivalry continues. And that game will be at 3 o'clock. You can catch all the action here starting at 2:40 and with the Barber Ford pregame show. Other games that will be on at Saturday, Adrian will travel to Trine, Kalamazoo travels to Olivet, and Alma travels to Albion. We want to get the score of the JV game, which was the first time this season we were able to catch the JVs in action. They played Trine's JV team. And Hope's JVs ended up winning the game 81-54 to improve their record to 3-3. They were led by Mitchell O'Brien, who had 15 points. Sasha Nanoff, who we've seen a little bit of as he's bounced back and forth from the JVs and the varsity, he added 11 points. Andrew Smith had 10, and Jeff Holmes also chipped in with 10 points. Once again, the JVs were able to pull off a victory, 81-54 against Trine. But Ron also... there is action going on all around the league. It's not just the men, but the women who have been in action for quite a while with MIAA action. Their conference schedule started quite a ways ago. They will be playing tonight. They made a long drive down to South Bend, Indiana. They will be taking on St. Mary's. Albion will take on Alma. Olivet travels to Kalamazoo. And Adrian travels to Trine for the ballgame. And to check out the league standings now for the MIAA for the women, two teams are on top of the league. Hope, statistically right now, is the number one team. They are 4-0, but Kalamazoo is 3-0. So those are the top two teams right now in the MIAA for the women. Olivet is at 3-1. St. Mary's is at 2-1. So a lot of the balance in the league right now. Calvin, surprisingly enough, is in fifth. They're 2-2. Adrian is at 2-2. And the bottom feeders right now in the MIAA for the women are Albion at 0-3, Trine at 0-3, and Alma, who is at 0-4. So it kind of an interesting makeup for the women as their season keeps plugging along in the MIAA.
Well, they have to start a little earlier because they have another team in the women's section of the MIAA, and that is St. Mary's. So they have to make their schedule a little bit different than the guys. The guys have one less team, so they don't start until January, where the women get started. What was the second ball game? I think we were already in league play against Calvin.
And that was in November, so it was their season starts quite a bit early. We are going to have a pretty full house, I believe, here, Ron, as it's the MIAA opener for the Hope College Flying Dutchman. Students are back in session after missing a little bit of school and having everything postponed and pushed back a little bit. But it looks like we're going to have a great crowd. The weather's been decent to us for traveling, and it looks like we've got one rowdy crowd here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Let's send it back to the studio for one minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show. We're only minutes away from start of MIAA action for the men as the Hope College Flying Dutchman will take on the Trine Thunder University here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. And we pause now for the national anthem.
Please welcome Hope College senior, Miss Rachel Weiss.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hear at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
fans fired up and ready to go. And it's time for the starting lineup, which is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineup, here's Ron Weatherby.
For the visitors tonight from Trine University, the Trine Thunder under the direction of Brooks Miller in his third season. At the forwards, it'll be Tyler Good, a 6'3" junior from Swanton, Ohio. At the other forward, it'll be Tom Watkins, a 6'7" senior from Cincinnati, Ohio. Good has been averaging 14.4 points a game, and Watkins 5.6. The center, Jared Holquist, a 6'4" sophomore out of Reed City, averaging 9.9 points a ball game. And at the guards, it'll be Nick Tatu, a 6-foot sophomore from Clarkston, Michigan, at 12.8 points a game. And the freshman, Will Dixon, a 6-foot freshman out of Indianapolis, Indiana, leading the scoring with 15.5 points a ball game. And player of the week this past week, Tyler Good, who had 25 points in their last ball game that they had before starting league play. The Thunder come in at 7-4 on the season. The Hope College Flying Dutchman making a change in their lineup and going with their bigs tonight against Trine, as they will start Grant Neal, a 6'3" senior out of Holland West, Ottawa, at one forward. At the other forward will be Brock Benson, a 6'8" sophomore out of Willowbrook, Illinois. At center, Nate Van Arendonk, a 6'10" senior from Grand Haven, Michigan. And the guards, Alex Edson, a 6'2" sophomore from Grand Haven, along with Ben Gardner, a 6-foot sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. And it's kind of interesting, Coach Davilars in our pregame talk out there talking about how Gardner and Dixon played with each other and played against each other down in Indiana before going to the respective schools and get another chance to go against each other a little bit here this evening.
And an interesting thing that both of those guys are near the top, or I believe both are the top scorers for both teams. So that'll be an interesting matchup to see if they can shut each other down. Trine is itching and ready to go. They're at center court as the Flying Dutchmen are huddled in the corner as they made a one trip over to visit the Dew crew before they headed back to the bench for a quick meeting. The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oma Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. And for the call of the action, here is play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. Todd Watkins will jump along with Van Arendonk. And they're moving guys around a little bit underneath. And we'll try this again. Tip up in the air, controlled by Gardner for the Flying Dutchman. To Benson over on the right side. Edson underneath to Grant Neal. Can't get the shot away. Gets the ball back from Edson. Puts the ball up, and traveling is a call. So Hope with their first possession could not get a shot off. And Grant Neal called for traveling. Hope with a little pressure. And it's Gardner working against Dixon as Dixon brings the ball up. Around the left side. Leaves it on the outside for Good. Tyler drives toward the hoop, fakes, puts a shot up, it's short, rebound Benson. Underneath to Gardner. Gardner will bring it back for the Flying Dutchman. Takes it to the left side, gives it to Grant. Neal, but to Gardner, cross-court pass to Edson. Edson back out, Benson for two, hits, rattles around, no good, rebound, Tyler Good. Into the hands of Dixon, he's at the point guard. Dixon guarded by Gardner. Pulls up his dribble, takes a look, goes on the right side, gives it to Tatu. Back out in front to Dixon, into the hands of Holquist. Shot taken, Watkins, no good, long rebound comes to Benson. So Benson, the first two rebounds for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner all the way, puts his shot up, no good, loose basketball, out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Flying Dutchman. No score in the ball game. We played almost 2 minutes of basketball. Grant Neal will slap the basketball, look around. Gets it in to Edson. His shot, good. So the Flying Dutchman open the scoring as Alex Dixon puts in two. 2-0. Hope with a lead. Dixon with the basketball. Leaves it on the left side to Holcrest. In the middle of Watkins. Watson back at the top of the key. Looks around. Can't get around Benson. On the outside to Good. Edson's on him. Shot taken. And he drops it in. So Tyler Good with the first 2 points for the Thunder. Grant Neal at the right wing. Out in front to Gardner. Gardner, Edson, thought about the shot, changed his mind. Gives it back to Gardner underneath Benson. Benson backs in, takes Watkins with him, and Watkins will pick up the foul. Not much of a foul, as just Benson was forcing his way backwards, and Watson was bumping him along the way and got called for the foul. Benson trying to get it into Gardner, and the ball kicked back out of bounds. It'll stay with Hope. And this time it'll be Grant Neal will show inbounded. They set up another of their inbound plays. Get it to Edson on the baseline. The ball fought for, and the jump ball is called. Possession arrow is going to give it to the Thunder. We're tied at 2, 17:49 left in the first half. Hope putting on token pressure on the outside. As Dixon gets the ball to the inside to Good. Back to Dixon. Dixon gets a screen from Watkin. Can't get over the timeline. Leaves it ahead to Holcrest. Into the corner. Shot taken. No good. And a foul.
Jeez.
It's going to go against Benson as he went after a three-point shooter. And the shot was well gone. And he went past and ran into him.
And he's going to get three shots.
So free throws. For Nick. First one is down 3-2, trying takes the lead. Nick Tatu, the 6-foot sophomore out of Clarkston. Second one is good. And he'll go for 3 out of 3. Third one, swish. 5-2, the Thunder with the lead. Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Around the outside edge, takes it down low, puts a shot up. Yes! Gardner makes it 5-4. And the official now, one of the guys lost the mouthpiece, and he saw it lying on the court, so he's just stopped playing. They're going to have it out of bounds again, they being the Thunder. Pressure by the Flying Dutchman in the backcourt. Go across to Tyler Good. Good brings it up. He's double-teamed on the outside, gets around everybody. Ball is slapped away from behind. It's going to stay with the Thunder underneath their own basket. Watkins looks over and says, okay, what play do you want us to run, coach? Gives a signal, and they set it up. Inbound pass to Good. His shot got it. Nice little jumper from the left side. 7-4, trying with the lead. Gardner. In and out, over to Edson at the right wing. Edson underneath to Benson. Benson backs in, turns, hits a shot underneath, too far, picked up Gardner, his shot no good. Back up Gardner, yes. 7-6, Hope trails by one. Dixon gets the pressure on the outside. Ball stolen. Edson, one on two, takes it between them, puts a shot up, no good, and the ball's batted out by Van Arendonk. So it's going to go to the Thunder. It'll be Trine's basketball in the backcourt. Hope putting on the pressure. They've kept up pretty good pressure on them early in the contest with a man-to-man press. Dixon gets a screen from Watkins. Gets around Gardner, but Gardner catches up. Left side to Watkins. Back out in front. Holquist shot good for two. Got out just outside of the free throw line and put in a pair. So it'll be 9-6, trying with the lead. Man-to-man defense by both these clubs thus far. Gardner to Edson on the left side. Back out in front to Neal. To Gardner. Nice bounce pass. Van Arendonk can't handle it. Dixon We'll bring it back. It's a found Gardner all the way up and in. Beat Gardner up the court, and Trine takes an 11-6 lead over the Flying Dutchman with the 15:48 mark of the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Trine Thunder doing a good job at finding their shots here in the early going. They're shooting 66% from the field, and that is mostly because they're getting uncontested shots and layups. So the Flying Dutchman have to do a little bit better job at getting some defense in there in this early going.
Well, they're getting out of position out there when they get under the basket because they're running the press. And once they break the press, because they try to double-team the ball in that press, that always leaves one man open. And if Trine finds that open man, they've got an easy bucket.
And they're doing a good job at shooting in the field, and they're also perfect from the free throw line, 3 for 3 from the line. So the Thunder have come here to play this evening.
Well, they've been a good free throw shooting team thus far in the year. Gardner walks it up. Around the left side, takes it to the baseline. He's double teamed, back out in front to Neal. Gardner cross to Edson. Edson back to Gardner. Gardner looks underneath, can't get it to Van Arendonk, and a foul.
I think that might.
Yeah, 2-1 Watson.
Yep. Watkins picked up his second. He looks a little dejected about the call, but Van Arendonk and him were hustling underneath, and Watkins picks up his second foul, and he'll have to go to the bench.
Jake Bagley in for Trine. He played on Hope's JVs and then transferred. In pass to Van Arendonk, over to Benson. His shot off the window and in. 11-8, Trine with the lead. Dixon with the basketball for the Thunder. One-on-one with Gardner. Leaves it on the outside to Good. Back out in front, Bagley. Into the hands of Dixon. Dixon, left wing, Holquist. In front to Bagley, working the ball quite rapidly around the outside. Ball batted away by Benson, but he can't catch up with it quick enough before it goes out of bounds. Defense on the part of Benson. Trine will retain the basketball, 10 on the shot clock, as they inbound it to Dixon. Dixon around with Gardner on the outside, goes one-on-one, 4-3-2. Jump shot by Dixon is short. Rebound underneath. Taken down by Benson. Benson, a good job on the board for the Flying Dutchman. Back around the outside to Neal. Over to Benson. Benson cross court. Neal in the corner. His shot too hard. Edson with the rebound in the corner. Fires it back at the bucket. No good. Neal picks it up. Puts it up and in. 11-10. Hope trails by one, 14-19 left in the half. Dixon gets a screen, brings the ball up against the pressure defense, out to Holquist. Holquist with a dribble in the middle against Van Arendonk. On the left side, Bagley. Into the corner, they go to Good. Out front, Dixon, 16 on the shot clock. Pass underneath, Holquist can't get underneath, brings it outside. Shot taken by Bagley, no good, picked up. Tatu, his shot, no good. Out to Gardner. Gardner with a chance to take the lead for the Flying Dutchman. Moves it in, backs it out. Around the right side. Little bounce pass underneath. Van Arendonk flips it back behind and picked up by Benson. Benson from about the free throw line puts it in. Well, this club right now being led by Benson and Gardner and take the lead at 12-11 with 13-17 on the clock in the half. Dixon on top with Holquist over to Bagley. Bagley back up. Out front to Dixon. Dixon tries to drive past Gardner. Gardner cuts him off. Right wing Holquist with 10 on the clock. Back out in front to Tatu. Out front, Dixon. Dixon into the paint. Shot blocked by Benson. Head to Gardner. 2-on-2. Gardner takes it all the way. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Loose basketball. Picked up by Grant Neal to Gardner. And Gardner, I think, is going to get a charge. Forced his way in between two guys and got the charge call. So substitutes coming in. McMahon comes in along with Carlson. And also for the Flying Dutchman, Caleb Byers. Dustin Hall in for the Thunder. Hall playing the point guard now for Dixon. Out to Watkins, who's back in the ball game with two fouls on him. They leave it for Good. Good fakes Edson, gets him up in the air, drives around him, takes him to the hole, puts it in. Good move that time by Good. Right side, Edson, 13-12, try and retakes the lead. Byers underneath Van Arendonk. His hook shot, good. Over the top of Watkins, playing with two fouls. If they can feed him on the inside, Watkins either going to have to foul him or do a really good job to stop him underneath. On the outside to Good. Back in front, Hall. Hall wants some help on the outside. Nobody comes out. Finally, Watkins does. Out in front they go to Tatu. Back in the corner, Watkins, his shot, good. That's a two-pointer. 15-14, trying with the lead. Carlson over to Byers. To McMahon, back out to Carlson. Into the corner, Edson for three. Yes! Alex Edson with a triple from the deep right corner. 17-15, Hope up by two with Byers. Knocks the ball out of bounds with the pressure. Dixon comes back in for Thunder. And Benson comes back in for the Flying Dutchman, embracing Van Arendonk. Bagley with the basketball to Hall. Hall into the front court for the Thunder. Gets it into Good. Back out in front. Watkins with a jumper. No good. Rebound Byers. Gives it to Carlson. Carlson pushes it ahead to Edson. Edson on the right wing. Looks underneath. Alley-oops it to Benson. Back to Edson. His shot for three. Way over the bucket. Dixon with an easy rebound on the right side to Tatu. Back to Tatu. And he works and steps into Edson. And Edson's going to be the one with the foul. So it'll be Trine's basketball at side court as Sam Otto comes in for the Flying Dutchman. Tatu brings it on top to Hall. Man-to-man yet for Hope College. On the outside to Good. Back out to Hall. Underneath they go. Trying to get a shot away. And finally getting a shot is Holquist and makes it. We're tied at 17. Carlson out to Byers. Byers bounce pass into the corner that's knocked out of bounds by Dustin Hall. Tyler Good comes back in. He'll replace Tatu in the lineup for Trine. As Otto brings it out, Carlson on top to Byers, back to Carlson. Carlson works his way to the left wing, picks up his dribble, gives it to Otto, into the corner to McMahon. McMahon around his man, but no place to go with the basketball. Finally, out front to Carlson. 12 on the shot clock for the Flying Dutchman. Benson on the baseline. 7, 6, McMahon in the left corner, can't get the shot into Byers with three. His turnaround shot, no good. Tip by Benson, no good. Ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Hope College. And they'll have a new shot clock because one hit the rim. We're tied at 17, 9:46. Hope with the basketball. Inbound pass to Benson, and they'll set it up. Coach Neal wants more movement out there as the people are standing around a little bit. Otto brings it to the top of the key, turns around and goes back left side, hands it off to Benson, into the corner to Carlson. He's open for three, yes! Chad Carlson with a triple from the corner. 20-17, long pass to Holquist. He makes a bucket and he's fouled by Benson, and Benson has picked up his second foul. Tatu comes back into the ball game. And it'll be Harrison Blackledge coming in, replacing Benson. So Hope going with a smaller lineup right now, as Blackledge and Beyer are the two taller guys in the lineup. Blackledge is 6'6", Byers is 6'5", putting the free throw in is Holquist. We're tied at 20, 9:16 left in the first half. Byers to McMahon. McMahon looks inside, nobody there. Back to Carlson on the outside edge, underneath the Blackledge. Looks in the middle, back out to Byers. Underneath the Blackledge, can't get the shot away. Somebody reached in and hit the arm as well as the basketball.
I think it's going to be a Holmquist. Nope.
No, 32, and that's Bagley. Yep. So Hope will have it underneath their own basket with a new shot clock. In pass to Byers, back out in front to Carlson. Left wing, Otto puts up the jumper. Yes! 22-20, Hope with the lead. Dixon brings it up against a little pressure. Hope not putting the pressure on as much as they had been. Back defensively, Holquist with the basketball. Tatu on the left wing. Out front to Tatu. He puts up a long triple that's short, out of bounds. So it's going to go to Hope. No pressure by Trine. They're still with a man-to-man defense. Both teams playing man-to-man. Neither one has put up a zone. 22-20. Trine with the lead. Carlson in the corner to McMahon. McMahon can't get the shot. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound underneath Holquist to Good. Good against the McMahon. Takes him down low. Shot rejected by Byers. So the ball's going to stay with Trine. They'll have it underneath their own basket. Trailing by two. The inbound pass. Tatu in and out of the basket. Rebound Byers to Carlson. Carlson leaves it for Otto. Otto spins around, puts up a soft shot. No good. Rebound underneath Holquist. Holquist now starting to dominate the boards for Trine. Dixon working one-on-one. Puts the shot up over the top of Carlson. We're tied at 22. Back on the right side, Otto, Carlson. Left wing, McMahon, Carlson. And we have a Trine player down away from the basketball. And trainers will have to come out and check him as it's Tatu, the 6-foot sophomore to Clarkston. As he's on about, I would say, half a width of the court away from where the action was. Hall comes in to take that point guard. Tatu, who was one of the leading scorers, he is averaging 12.8. He's helped up and limping quite a bit as he goes off the court. Looks like he might have twisted an ankle.
Neither one of us really caught it until he was everybody
on the court. Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of cleared out after that, and the officials didn't catch it right away either.
So Hope gets the basketball at side court to Carlson. On the left wing to McMahon. McMahon tries to get it down low, can't do it. Brings it back out at the point. 15 on the shot clock to Carlson. Carlson, left side Otto. Otto out front to Byers. Byers, left wing, Otto for three. No, rebound to Tyler Good. Good keeps it. Dishes it off to Hall, and Hall will bring it up. No pressure this trip up the court for the Flying Dutchman. We're tied at 22, 6:55 left in the first half. Hall getting some instructions from the bench, and the McMahon just standing back, letting him do it, 13 on the shot clock. Gets a screen on the outside, gives it back to Bagley. Out front they go on the weave to Malone. Spin Hall. Back on the left side, right side, and he throws it away. Holquist was open, but he missed him entirely. Stivey comes in, replacing Byers in the Hope College lineup. So it's Carlson with the basketball into the front court. Over to Blackledge on the left side, McMahon. back out in front to Carlson. Carlson makes his move, gets it to Blackledge. Out front, Stivey for three. Yes! 25-23, Hope up by three. 6 minutes left in the first half. Hall works his way on the outside, leaves it for Malone. Back out in front to Hall. Hall gets a screen on the outside, can't make a move. Bagley with the basketball to Malone. Malone underneath, has the ball slapped out of his hand. I think Carlson was the one that did that, and the starters back in. All except for Benson is Manarin, Donk, Grant, Neal, Gardner, Edson all come back in, and Stivey stays in. So Trinell have the basketball underneath their own basket. Slap the ball, can't find anybody open. The ball's knocked out of bounds. They'll try it again. 13 on the shot clock for the Thunder. So once they get it in, they won't have a lot of time. Back out in front to Holquist. In the middle against Van Arendonk. Out in front to Bagley. 8 on the shot clock. Tyler Good. Spin move blocked by Stivey. And the ball knocked around, picked up underneath by Holquist. And Trine's going to keep the basketball. Gardner got knocked down, and the fans out there wanted a foul, but no call. Dixon on the outside. New shot clock for the Thunder. Leaves it for Malone. Malone feeds on the inside to Holquist against Van Arendonk. His hook shot, no good.
Oh.
Rebound Gardner, wow. And that time they got caught as Holquist clobbered Gardner in the face as Gardner was going up for that rebound. That's the first one on Holquist. Gardner walks it up for the Flying Dutchman. We're at the five-minute mark. Hope with a 25-22 lead. Into the corner to Edson. Underneath Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk cross-court. Stivey for three. Hits no good. Rebound. Holquist underneath. To Malone. For the Thunder. Leaves it. Nope. Keeps it himself. Now gives it to Dixon. Dixon on the right side. Holquist. He fires away. Yes. So Jared Holquist, who's been averaging 9.9 points a game, puts in two more. 25-24, Hope up by one. Stivey on the outside, gives it to Edson, back to Stivey underneath Van Arendonk. His hook shot off the window and in. 27-24, Van Arendonk has been able to score if they can get him the basketball. Holmquist, out front they go to Dixon. Dixon's guarded now by Edson. Back out in front, Malone. On the right wing to Good. Out front, Bagley. Back on the right side, Holquist. Goes underneath with an Arendonk. Feeds Dixon. Dixon can't get a shot. Now he forces one. Gets his own rebound. Takes it to the left wing. They'll start with a new shot clock. Dixon at the point. Gives it up to Malone on the right wing. Stands as Edson is in front of him. Back to Dixon at the point for the Thunder. 18 on the shot clock. Dixon works one-on-one. Stivey picks him up, gets his hand up in the air, gets caught in the lane out there. Malone, his shot partially blocked out there of Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk saves the basketball, but saves it way back to the Thunder bench. And Tatu left the game earlier with what looked like he might have turned an ankle out there, is now coming back into the ballgame. So they're talking about resetting the shot clock. Well, as the Thunder will be taking the ball out of bounds.
I guess they're saying that when Van Arendonk grabbed the ball that he caused a change of possession. So that's clarifying that.
Dixon on the outside with the basketball. A little bounce pass to Holquist. And a foul underneath against Trine. And that's going against Bagley. Good comes back in, replacing Bagley for the Thunder. So the Thunder with four of their five starters in the ball game right now. Dustin Hall stays. Hope College with the same situation. Stivey. Gardner all the way down low, and the Holquist picks up his second foul.
Trying fouls on number 44, Jared Holquist. That is his second.
And Gardner is going to go to the line. Six fouls against Trine, four against the Flying Dutchman as Watkins gets ready to come back in. Gardner from the lane. This one just over the front edge and good. Watkins comes in for Holquist. He's playing with two fouls. 28-24, Hope with the lead. 2:57 left in the half. Good time for Hope to put on a little spurt here just before halftime. Second one by Gardner is good. 29-24, Hope with the lead. Full court press. Now two ahead to Hall, over to Good. Back out in front, Dixon on the right side, Tattoo to Hall. Hall at the left wing. Tattoo on the right, back to Good. Good goes around his man, then a foul. And we're going to have somebody with an arm out there.
Van Arendonk.
Van Arendonk.
That is his first team spin.
So the Thunder will have the basketball. Dustin Hall, a 6'1 junior out of Fort Wayne, inbounds it to Good. Back into the corner to Watkins. Watkins out front to Good. Leave it for Hall. Back on the outside and shot taken. No good by Dixon. Rebound Watkins out to Good. Atu doesn't take the shot. Dixon in the left wing. Around the horn they go. Tatu back to Watkins. His shot off rim. No good. Rebound by Grant Neal. To Gardner. Gardner runs with it. Picks it up court. Puts it up. Misses the shot but is fouled.
I think they might have just got Watkins with his third. A very smart move by Ben Gardner to take him to the lane and force him into either fouling him or making a good defensive player.
It is, and they're putting it up on the scoreboard now. Three fouls. 2:03 left, and the Holquist gets ready to come back in. Free throw is good by Gardner, 30-24. So the big men getting into some foul trouble. Now if we can get one more on Holquist before the end of the half, their two big men will start the second half with three. Gardner from the line, swish. 31-24, Hope building a slight lead here. A little pressure on the Thunder. Tatu back to Dixon. Dixon, long pass up the court to Holquist. Leave it for Hall, back out to Good. His shot, round the rim and good for three. 31-27. They needed that to keep with the Flying Dutchman. Hope now needs to counter with it. Edson underneath, shot up, no good. Van Arendonk puts it up, backhand. 33-27, Hope with the lead, 1:20 left in the half. Dixon's been held pretty well in check in this first half. He's only got 3 points. Holquist with a little jumper, got it. 33-29. Trying to stay right with the Flying Dutchman, and they're going into a 2-3 zone. This is the first that we've seen their zone against Hope. Long pass, cross court against Gardner. Gardner in the middle, back out to Stivey, right corner, underneath the Neal. Inside Van Arendonk, and he got a little hug. And I think it's Holquist getting four.
Oh,
44.
Yep.
And Holquist picked up foul number four.
Oh, it's his third.
Third?
Yes.
Okay,
boy.
We got three on each of them now.
Yes, and that's a big foul, having both your big men getting three fouls to go into the second half.
And I would guess that Byers might be going into Van Arendonk to get him out of the ball game.
I'm wondering if they're going to change the foul.
Their coach has been hollering a little bit.
They're not going to call it on Holmquist. They changed the foul.
To Tyler Good?
Yes, they did.
I don't think he was anywhere near it.
Yeah, Coach Neal is giving the referees an evil eye after that one.
Van Arendonk at the line. Misses a shot, rebound by Dustin Hall. Quickly pushing the ball up to Holquist. Stops at the baseline. Oh. She travels with it. And there's no call out there to Hall. Back on the right side to Holquist. To Good. Gooder on Stivey and a touch foul on the inside. Ooh, we're all bumping around. A touch foul on the outside.
Oh, that was a clear walk, and it was right in front of Coach Neal.
So trying to inbound the ball. To Good. Good into the paint. Cut off. Back out to Hall. Hall's on the right wing right now. Works against Edson. They have 25 left on the shot clock. They're in no hurry. Good to the baseline. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound Holquist. He puts it up. Partially blocked by Byer. Picked up by Gardner. Gardner coast to coast. Over to Neal. His shot too hard. Rebound Holquist. Here come the Thunder. 3-on-2. Hall slows it down with 9 on the shot clock in the game. Goes all the way. Fires left side to Holquist. He puts it up and in. 35-31. And the clock runs out. And Hope cannot get that lead back out here with a sizable and go in with a four-point lead, 35-31, over the Thunder in a very interesting first half in this first MIAA game.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show, where the Flying Dutchmen have a 35-31 lead on Trine University at halftime in the MIAA Conference opener here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Trine University. They shot 41% from the field in the first half, 13-31. They were only 1 of 5 from three-point land for 20%. Only went to the free throw line 4 times, made all 4 free throws, but for the Flying Dutchmen, who've had problems sending teams to the free throw line all season long, that was a very good first half when it came to fouling. So only 4 free throws for the Trine Thunder was a good improvement for the Flying Dutchmen. Trine had 14 rebounds, 5 offensive, 9 defensive. They turned over the ball on 3 separate occasions. 4 of the Flying Dutchmen of Hope College. They shot 48% from the field, 14 of 29. They shot 3 of 7 from the field for 42% from three-point land. And they were 4 for 5 from the free throw line for 80%. Rebounding-wise, the Flying Dutchmen out-rebounded Trine 20-14. They had 7 offensive rebounds and 13 defensive. They turned over the ball on 6 separate occasions. Let's take a look at individual statistics now for Trine. They were led in scoring by Jared Holmquist, who had a solid effort. He was averaging just over 9 points a game coming into the game, and ended up with 13 points in the first half along with 5 rebounds. He was the team leader in rebounds and one of the conference's leader in rebounds. I believe, checking the statistics right now, he was averaging 7 rebounds per game going into tonight's action, which was second among all MIAA players. He already has 5 rebounds. Tyler Good also had a decent first half. He had 9 points and 2 rebounds. Todd Watkins, who got into early foul trouble, had only 2 points and 1 rebound. Nick Tattoo had 3 points and 1 rebound. And Will Dixon, their leading scorer, was held in check by Ben Gardner for a majority of the first half. He only had 4 points and 2 rebounds. All of the scoring for Trine came from their starters. Their defense, or their bench, did not contribute any points in the first half. For the Flying Dutchmen of Hope College, they were led by center Nate Van Arendock, who had 8 points and 3 rebounds. Another contributor on offense was Ben Gardner, starting point guard, had 8 points and 4 rebounds. Brock Benson, in a starting effort tonight as the Flying Dutchmen juggled their lineup a little bit, Brock Benson had 4 points and four rebounds and two assists. Grant Neal had two rebounds, one assist, and 2 points. Alex Edson had 5 points and one rebound. Corey Stivey came off the bench and had 3 points, one rebound, and one assist. Chad Carlson also buried a three-pointer coming off the bench. And Sam Otto also knocked down a two-pointer coming off the bench as well for the Flying Dutchman of Hope College. That is all of the scoring here in the first half. When we come back from this break, we'll give you the halftime score of the Hope women and some other action around the MIAA. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van.